Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast for this week. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi everybody, it's good to be here.
Yes it is. You are listening to the Heart Catholic Women podcast and we're from Heart Ministry for Women. It is great to have a chat with you today. Now just over the last little while, over the weekend, we had a time with Rosemary, which was a wonderful time where we were able to share with some amazing women who were able to join us for afternoon tea. But also if you were registered online, you were able to watch that message online. And it was just a really encouraging time to be together and to share the word. Yeah.
I was encouraged myself to be able to even, I guess, share what was on my heart, but know that there were beautiful women who are listening, who are, you know, needing encouragement in their life, just upbuilding, uplifting. You know, even if you're not in a bad place, it's just great to hear more of the word of God that uplifts us.
Yeah. And I think to be reminded of, you know, why we believe and what we believe, and knowing that even if you weren't gathered in the room with us, that if you're watching online, that there were hundreds of women, thousands of women watching to be encouraged.
Yeah, and our heart is that we don't want anyone to miss out. So if you feel like, you know, your daughters need to hear it, your sister, your mother, your grandmother, your aunt, whoever, your next door neighbor, go and be bold and send it to them and say, hey, listen to this, you'll be encouraged, because you just don't know what someone needs to hear at their particular point in life.
And if you haven't watched it and you still want to, you still can. If you go to our website, heartministryforwomen.com, you can still register there and you'll get sent the link automatically to have a watch, so you can do that. Now, for this week, our topic that we're going to talk about for this weekly Heartbeat is about how our God is more than just a practical God. And what I mean by that is that sometimes I feel in my faith, I like to always put practical steps into my life so I feel like I'm growing deeper in my faith. But I've been feeling like lately that God's been saying to me, Emma, but I'm not just a five-step process, you know, to deepen your faith. Yeah. God is bigger than my practical steps. So it's not that God's not practical. I think God actually is very practical. But it's that don't focus on those things rather than me.
Yeah, and I sort of see it when you were sharing, or hear it when you were sharing. Like Jesus believed in the Jewish law. He followed the Jewish customs. But when he came, he said, I've come to bring fulfillment to it, because it's not just a law. What trumps it is always love. So the law was made out of love. It was, you know, do this so you will be cared for. You will be looked after. You know, honor your mother and father, because it is good to be obedient and do that. But then parents, you know, be kind to your children and care for them. So there's always a two-way law in many ways. But he didn't abolish the law. Remember, he said, I don't abolish the practical steps, the things that I put into place. But overlaid in that is love. And love is a concept, feel about, I can't touch it really, I can see it. In a way, you can say, you know, I can touch it because I can hug someone, but it's way more than that, way more. It's a concept that's a way above, beyond. And this is what you're sharing about, I think, this spiritual concept of, you know, don't just do the practical things.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, because I feel like sometimes when we talk about God and our faith, things can be intangible and abstract. And I suppose actually the example that you've given there, the comparison of love, is probably a good one. I think we all know what love feels like. Well, hopefully we do know what that love feels like, but you can only see the effects of it. You can't necessarily see love. And so sometimes when we talk about God, I feel like it's hard to grasp that. So for my mind, I often go, okay, so in my prayer time, I'm going to make sure I journal and then make sure I do this. So by putting things into place, you know, I feel like then I'm deepening my faith. And that's probably good in terms of being a discipline to put into my life. But it's really going to the heart of what I'm trying to share is don't focus on the steps that then stop God being God. Like, God is above what we can imagine and he is unexplainable, and there's that mystery about God that, you know, we love, or that we are trying to come to love by getting to know him more. And because he's bigger than what we can imagine, that's hard for my mind to sometimes conceive. So yeah, but I feel like God's been saying to me, Emma, I'm bigger than what you can imagine, so therefore you can't box me in just to doing these steps.
And the words that spoke to me in the last few sentences that you've just shared is, in my mind.
Hmm.
We cannot encapsulate God in our mind.
Hmm.
He's way above our thoughts, our ways, our means, our desires, our dreams. He just is.
Hmm.
And so, yeah, if we're not careful, we think in our mind, oh, I'm being a good Christian. I'm doing okay here because I'm ticking off the boxes.
Mm.
And God is, in a way, maybe a box ticker too, but he's not too.
Mm.
He opens up those boxes and is so merciful. He loves us for us. He sees our weaknesses. Every single person has weaknesses, and he sees every bit of those weaknesses and still loves.
Mm.
And still draws us to him and still encourages us and still says, you can be better than this.
Mm.
You know, I'm here for you.
Mm.
He's way above. He's opened those boxes up.
Mm-hmm. In preparing for this, I was also thinking about how when Jesus rose from the dead and he appears to the disciples and, you know, Thomas isn't there, but then he comes the next time and Thomas is there. Because remember, Thomas says, oh, unless I can put my fingers in, you know, his scars, I won't believe.
Yeah.
And so then he is there when Jesus appears another time and Jesus says, blessed are those who believe who haven't seen. Or
yes.
Did I get that right, that sentence? But, yeah, blessed are those who believe but haven't seen. And I was thinking, well, that's me and that's us now,
yep.
You know, that we can believe even though we haven't seen. But it doesn't mean in our lives bet you we have many women listening to this who have stories of we can see the effects of God in our life even though we can't see God. Similar to, once again, that love comparison of we can see the effects of that but we can't, right now we can't see Jesus.
God. No, and what we're sharing does not abolish the disciplines of some practical, of pray, you know, diligently daily. Give God time, read scripture, go delve into the knowledge of him more that, you know, others that have gone before us have written about it because they've tried to write it in a human form for us to understand, listening to the Holy Spirit. None of that gets abolished.
Mm.
Those disciplines are great because, one, those disciplines tell our Lord, we really put you first.
Mm.
We really think you're important. We want to know you more, Lord. We want to honor and serve you. Mm. But also the disciplines help our human nature, which, you know, you can think there are some people who are amazing obedient wise and a discipline, you know, they go for their morning jog and they get up and they have they eat healthy and but there's other of us that great, I'm going to sleep in. I don't feel like
chocolate
it
in the
today.
Back of the cupboard. I'll grab that out. Yeah.
And that's okay. Yeah. But the discipline helps our humanity.
Mm. Mm.
So it's a balance of that. But again, what trumps it all is what God desires.
Mm.
Maybe God doesn't want you to sit there and read the five prayers that you read every morning. Maybe he just wants you to sit with him and open yourselves up to him, to the more that he has. Because sometimes our five prayers can basically put God in a box. I've done my stuff. I've ticked the box and I'm good, but God hasn't actually even entered into my spirit.
Mm, mm. Yeah, and that probably gets to the real heart of what I was trying to share of it's really about a relationship and a heart.
Yeah.
And that, as we've said many times, God is above more than we can ever imagine. That you know, he can restore the relationships that are broken in your life. He can heal. He can do all these miraculous things. He can make a way in your situation. But I can box him in by just doing, you know, the few things that I think I've put into my life to come closer to him.
I love reading lots of lives of the saints.
Mm.
And some saints, St. Augustine, oh, his mind, his articulation, his argumentative, because he was a lawyer, way of thinking. And what he wrote is amazing. But then you have others like St. Bernadette, who wasn't educated. She hadn't even made her first Holy Communion, and Our Lady appeared to her, and Jesus allowed Our Lady to come. Mary would have said, you know, Lord, can I come and visit? Like, there's so many uneducated saints. And did God choose one over the other?
Mm.
No. But he uses different parts of us for a purpose.
Mm.
And encapsulates all of it to just love us.
Well, I think the weekly challenge for this week is to really focus on opening your heart up to God, and I suppose the unimaginable, what about imagine as the biggest thing you could ask of God,
and ask it.
Ask it, because God, we know, can do more than that. Because we read in Ephesians, as I was sharing, that God is above and beyond and more than we can ask or imagine. I'm going to read it. It says, "Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine." So with God living in us, we are able to accomplish abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine. So I think our weekly challenge this week is to just ask God for the biggest thing that you can ask for and imagine, because with him in our lives, we can accomplish abundantly far more. And so we'd want to encourage you this week. We'll be praying for you this week in all of this. And we just really pray that you are blessed and that God would come and be abundantly more in your life.
You know, that brings me to tears because it just goes to show me how much God loves us. He says, ask beyond your wildest dreams.
Mm.
That's what he's saying. Mm. Ask beyond your wildest dreams or your biggest desire and see what I will do in your life.
Mm.
Now, maybe he won't answer it the way we want it to be answered, but he will answer us and he will bless us because he is good and he will give us the desires of our heart. He says that because we're trying to follow the Lord. We're trying to follow his will in our life.
Mm.
And it brings me to tears, because the tears of joy that he even writes, the Holy Spirit gave these men to write it in scripture. Ask, dream, you know, trust, love.
We hope that you've just been really encouraged and blessed by our chat and our discussion today, and we'd love to hear from you. If you have things in your life that you want to share with us, you can comment on this podcast, send us an email, and more importantly, we would love to pray for you. If you want prayer, write to us at prayer@heartministryforwomen.com, and Rosemary and I will definitely be praying for you. We look forward to chatting with you all next week, and we hope you have a blessed week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.